So we talked about the Colts and the Texans in the opening segment. That first game of the year between the Colts and the Texans, we know what happened. The Texans got kind of a gift from Frank Reich when he decided to go for it on 4th and 4 in overtime. Deshaun Watson was asked, did that first Colts win of the year, that first win of the year for the Texans, did that spark your season?
Being at the highs of high and being up, you know, I think 28-10 or 28-14, and then letting them come back and being down in overtime, and we, you know, pulling through the adversity, it kind of just, you know, slingshot us to where we're at now. So, you know, that was one game where we went through, you know, all types of phases and situations that kind of, you know, put us through, you know, this 9-game win streak. So, yeah, it was the start of everything.
That game was unique in this win streak, though. That's the only shootout they've played in this win streak.
Yeah.
All the other games that have been close have all been, you know, both teams bogging down in the red zone, some turnover. You know, the close games other than that one have all been 19-17, 23-21, 19-16. The Bills game was a pick six. It was tied at 13 with a minute to go. That was the only one that played. That was the only game in this entire win streak where both teams were, pew, 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 like both quarterbacks threw for, Luck was over 400 that day, and Watson was up nearly 400 that day.
You know what's cool about that is if you read between the words, I guess, there with Watson, it sounds like he's saying we learned a lot in that game. And it's always good to win when you're not playing your best football, but it's really good when you've got a football team that can watch that film. And, again, whether you're talking about situational football, getting behind, not being able to sustain the lead on defense, not being able to stop them on offense, not being able to possess the football, all those lessons that come with it, it's good to know that you've got a team that can learn from those and not just live week to week, live the NFL life week to week in a big city. You know,
no question.
That's impressive.
And they had to know coming back from that game that they weren't close to their best.
Sure.
And they still won, which I think can be encouraging, right? Because they had to have known after that game, we can be so much better than this, yet we were good enough to win. That's big.
Yeah. It was everybody around here who seemed to care how they won. Like, I think they just cared that they won.
It's what we do.
Yeah, that they won.
Sure. That's what I'm saying.
Tyrann Mathieu talked about the first Colts win giving the team hope.
I thought the Colts game kind of, you know, resembled, you know, a lot of what we did in the first 3 weeks, just really trying to win the football game. But I think at that point, the most important thing was just to get one win. And I thought once we did that, you know, we were able to regroup, settle down, and then, you know, obviously look at our goals and then try to attack them.
Tyrann Mathieu was one of the ones I think I felt the best for after the win over the Colts, in part because he didn't have a very good game that day.
Right.
He got picked on a little bit in the passing game that day by Andrew Luck. But secondarily, because he chose to come here in the offseason, and it was pretty cool when a player like Tyrann Mathieu chooses your city and chooses your team to come to. And there's part of me, it's like, crap, he's 0-3. He's probably like, man, what did I do coming here? He wasn't what did I do coming here. He was one of many people who believed they just needed to fix a few things and they were going to be okay. I don't know if he thought they were going to win 9 in a row if you were to feed him truth serum, but I was happy when they started. I was happy for Tyrann Mathieu when this team started winning.
Absolutely.
And he's got to look at the team he used to be on now and go, God, thank God I got
thanks
out of it.
God, yeah.
Cutting me was the best thing that ever happened
to
me.
No doubt, and glad I'm not back there. But, hey, look, I mean, you talk about just the taste of victory, you know, and how easy it is. It is tough as hell to get up Monday morning after a game and go watch film. First of all, you got to go work out, and so you got to listen to everybody talk about how you lost. The strength coach is probably a little on edge because he feels like he's got you for the first time after a loss and has to get your mind back right. And then you get into a meeting room where, you know, watching this film, it's like watching a movie, and you know who dies at the end of it. You know, it's tough to enjoy it. And so,
and it's a family member.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's somebody you're really, really close
right.
And so it's one of those things where, boy, just tasting victory and knowing at the end of all this, good, bad, or indifferent, at the end of Monday afternoon, before your off day, hey, we won. And there's a positive in it. We should all feel good. It's okay to laugh in front of the coach.
Right.
It's okay, you know, to have conversations outside of football in the locker room right now. Because you won.
And they won without really being appreciably better than the 0-3 Texans were. Let's not forget, those three games were decided by a total of 15 points.
Yeah.
You know, those were all one-score games.
They were. The Giants and the Patriots games were a little fugazi in that fashion.
Yes.
You know, late touchdowns kind of made it look a little closer than it really was. They were a bad team those first 3 weeks, but I get what you're saying,
but
Rich.
What I'm saying is, yes, they were not appreciably better at Indianapolis.
No, absolutely not. 450 yards or whatever it was through the air against Luck. There were certainly plenty of things to fix. Speaking of Andrew Luck Even here we are in week 14, he's still saying the players like Frank Reich's aggressiveness, even that call on fourth and four back in week four.
None of us on the team second-guessed those decisions. I mean, he explains those decisions. He's a great communicator, and we understand that there's a reason behind everything. Well, I know I certainly love playing for him. You know, this past game, the fourth downs, and then in the previous Houston game, the fourth down did not work out. We didn't execute well enough, but in other games, fourth downs have, you know, worked out and been big parts of those games.
That's Andrew Luck, Colts quarterback. I think sometimes, Rich, when we bring that play up on the show, that fourth and four,
yeah,
that there are listeners and Texan fans who think that we obsess over it a little bit because we bring it up so much. It can't be understated. Like, that's the play that turned the Texans' season around.
There's no doubt.
If I'm obsessing over it, then so be it, because if that play doesn't happen, I know the Texans aren't 9-3 just because they probably end up tying that game, or if the Colts convert, they end up losing the game. But
if you support decision...
They are not, I don't think they go on to win the next eight games after that.
Maybe not. If you support that decision, you've got a defensible argument. If you're like me and you didn't support that decision, you've got a defensible argument. It's a great back and forth about the impact of that decision.
Screw that.
What it said. But what you're saying is indisputable, that it sparked what we're looking at now with the Houston Texans.
You're exactly right, Rich. The moment sparked. You can slice the play up thousand different ways, depending on whether you're looking at Indianapolis's perspective, or you're looking at it from Houston's perspective, or had they lost three games, all that's irrelevant. You can slice anything up and make it a negative or a positive. But the moment that they won that football game, which was that play, that moment, as Deshaun said, I believe, slingshotted this team into a nine game win streak.
Yeah, and let's face it, Andrew Luck is not going to go on the record and say anything bad about that decision, no matter how much when he puts his head on the pillow at night he may think to himself, wow, that was really something. But the bottom line also for Andrew Luck is Frank Reich's arrival. They're seventh in the league in points. They're ninth in the league in yards per game. I mean, this is a good to possibly very good productive offense. And Andrew Luck's benefiting from Frank Reich's arrival.
Well, it's easy to look at what Philly's doing right now and say that Frank Reich may have had a little bit more to do with that situation.
Yeah,
right. And it's worth pointing out.
Success.
Right.
And the Eagles are struggling.
It's worth pointing out that Doug Peterson did a lot of that riverboat gambling as well when Frank Reich was there in
Absolutely.
Philadelphia.
Yep. You bet.
Yep.